You're listening to the NI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hi, Clodagh is here to talk about apples. No, only joking. First up at today's business news. And starting off this morning, Clodagh, with a major deal for a local firm working on a sports arena.
Yes, good morning, Elaine. Well, Brett Martin in Newton Abbey has delivered a six-figure contract for constructing the roof of the Olympic Stadium in London. They supplied the transparent lights for the canopy of the stadium ahead of it hosting five games during the Rugby World Cup. The roof light sheets were made in Newton Abbey before they were shipped over to the construction site throughout the 12-week period of installation, and the scale of the contract meant they had to take on extra staff. Brett Martin was set up in 1958, and they make plastic products that are used in the construction sector, particularly things used in plumbing and in drainage. And they employ about 800 people, 400 of them in Newton Abbey, and they also have sites both in Derbyshire and in the West Midlands. In 2014, they reported turnover of £136 million, and about half of their turnover comes from export sales. The marketing director at the firm, Hayley Lowry, says they found a niche market working on different sports venues across Europe.
I think it's great that a Northern Ireland company is operating on the world stage to deliver these solutions. I think with the Rugby World Cup being hosted there and Ireland are actually playing a game there on Sunday is again a credit to the company and able to deliver that solution on a competitive world stage. We have supplied a number of different stadium projects. This year alone, we're also supplying Etihad and Anfield for the refurbishment of their canopies. So anyone who is involved in watching sport or who enjoys sport, whenever they're in the stadium, when they look up and they see the glass-like transparent roof above them, that is the material. But we're also involved locally, so our product is also going to feature in Windsor Park as well. We do supply product to go into stadia throughout the world. Another project that we're currently supplying to is Lyon in France.
It's exciting times for one company and international expansion for a packaging firm.
Yes, Joel, Delta Packaging, who are based in West Belfast, has opened a new factory in Poland. They've invested £40 million building the factory, which opened on Monday in Gliwice. And it will manufacture packaging for a number of different sectors, so things like food and drink, household goods and electronic consumer products. They'd originally considered a number of other locations, places like Ukraine, Slovenia, Slovakia, Germany and France, and the company aims to employ about 100 people in Poland by 2020 with sales of about 30 million euros.
We're going to actually be talking more about this in just a few minutes, Clodagh, but consumer rights are being stepped up from today, so what's changed there?
Yes, Elaine, well, new consumer protection measures have come into force today under the new Consumer Rights Act, and that means that anyone who buys faulty goods will be entitled to a full refund for up to 30 days after their purchase, and previously shoppers were only entitled to refunds for a reasonable time. And as you say, we'll be talking about more about this very shortly, but just to take a first look at the markets, the FTSE closed at 6,061 points. A pound is worth $1.52 and €1.36, and that makes a euro worth 74 pence.
Clodagh, how could I forget that you were calling in next? I do apologise. I know you will. The national minimum wage is increasing from today. That's the big story for you, and it's the first in a series of increases expected over the next few years.
Yes.
What are the details behind this?
Well, from today, Joel, minimum wage is going up from £6.50 an hour to £6.70 an hour, and this is the latest in a series of increases. The national living wage of £7.20 an hour for the workers over the age of 25 is due to come into effect from April. So 20p an hour might not sound like much, but it will be good news for workers. However, it could raise more serious concerns for employers. And the chief economist at PwC, Esmond Burney, is here. Esmond, what impact are you expecting today's rise will have?
Good morning. Well, as you rightly say, it's the first stage in a process. And by 2020, we could be looking at the national living wage being about £9.35 per hour. So today's increase is only 20 pence, but we are looking over 5 years at a much more considerable increase. In terms of the impact, there are different groups, some gain, and in other cases it's much more uncertain. Those on low pay, who remain in work obviously gain from this. The London government is very hopeful that this is part of a process of shifting the burden of dealing with low pay away from the exchequer, so less reliance on tax credits, and onto the employer. But there's also the wider impact on business, and this is where it gets very uncertain, because businesses could respond in a number of ways. They could try and pass it on to the consumer by pushing up prices, for example, in cafes and so forth, or in retail. They could try and accept a lower level of profitability if indeed they're currently making profits. They could try to push up productivity or output per worker, or, and this is perhaps the main area of concern, they might cut the number of people they employ.
Yes, because particularly industries, you mentioned both retail and hospitality, there are worries there. You know, Witherspoons has come out and said that some of their pubs may close, and it could lead to job losses. What do you think is the most likely picture then for Northern
Ireland? At the UK-wide level, various studies have been attempted, and one at the time of the Chancellor's budget in July indicated that the impact of this measure at the UK-wide level could be a job loss of somewhere between 60,000 and 120,000 jobs by 2020. Now, the question of the effect here in Northern Ireland, proportionately and allowing for the fact that we've got more small firms and indeed a lower average level of pay, I think the likelihood is that you could be looking at a lower level of employment in Northern Ireland of the order of somewhere maybe between 2,000 and 4,000. Now, that's not insignificant, but at the same time, when compared to a total labour force of over 800,000 people, in proportionate terms, that is still relatively small.
And I suppose it may take some time then for all this to play out. We'll have to see how this one works out. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Esmond. And if we take a first look at the markets, the FTSE will open at 6,061 points this morning. A pound is worth $1.52 and €1.36. And that makes a euro worth 74 pence.
Clodagh is back, and Clodagh, more business?
Yes, good morning, Joel. Well, the national minimum wage is increasing today from £6.50 to £6.70 an hour. And 20p an hour might not sound like much, but this is the first in a series of increases that could see minimum wage hit more than £9 an hour by 2020. This is good news for workers, but it does raise concern for employers, particularly in the retail and hospitality sectors. It's estimated that these increases could result in between 2,000 and 4,000 job losses across Northern Ireland. And in other news, new consumer protection measures have come into force today under the Consumer Rights Act. Anyone who buys faulty goods will be entitled to a full refund for up to 30 days after the purchase. Previously, consumers were only entitled to refunds for a reasonable time. And there'll also be new protection for people who buy digital content. So that means things like e-books or online films and music. They'll also be entitled to a full refund or a replacement if the goods are faulty. And if we take a last look at the markets this morning, the FTSE is up 86 points at 6,148. A pound is worth $1.52 and €1.36, and that makes a euro worth 74 pence. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.